It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
'Cause I'll be yours, and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends, holding fast.
It is time.
Really?
It is time for What's for Breakfast. A couple people called there. On the Friday morning show, it's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables. We get to know them a little bit better. This morning, we are in Coleraine with Melissa Weidendorf. Good morning.
Good morning.
The smooth voice. Have you had your breakfast yet?
I'm not a big breakfast person. But I do get up and have coffee, and I don't work on Fridays, and so Fridays is kind of the morning that I have Irish coffee for breakfast. So there you go.
What?
Pandemic coffee.
So that's your little treat, is Irish coffee on Fridays, tradition?
Yeah.
John, do you know what Irish coffee is?
No, I have no idea. Was it whiskey?
Oh. So I have some regular coffee that I brew in a French press, and then I pour a shot of whiskey in it, and then I pour copious amounts of heavy whipping cream in there and stir it all together and sip it as I watch the birds outside my window.
Oh my
gosh.
Are you like us? Are you, the older you get, not that you're old, you're much younger than the both of us. Do you enjoy birds more the older you get?
Oh my God, yeah. I was just having this conversation the other day because we've got a deer carcass sitting outside of our big window in our living room.
Yeah, as you do.
Yeah, right? But not everybody does that. And I had some people commenting like, well, what in the hell is that? You guys look like you're from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No, it's the best thing ever to watch the birds on a carcass. Ugh.
Oh my God.
Even John would like it. Once he got over it. Yeah.
So what?
Yeah,
what
you get
is,
past the horror of what it looks like, yeah?
Yeah, just rib cages laying there. Let's do a little research into this age thing and birds, because I was the same thing. I remember when my dad and mom used to watch birds and stuff, like stare out the window with hands clasped on the window like, what the hell? What happens to you that you fall in love with birds?
It's been kind of a fairly recent thing, I'd say. Probably past couple of years I really started to enjoy it. Maybe it is an age thing, I don't know.
Well, you're a mental health professional. I mean, you must actually know the science behind this.
Yeah, I'm laying down right now. Let's talk.
Me too. I'm off today. So
I'm so sorry. So you have the Irish coffee on a day off, but when will you have the first food of the day?
Well, that kind of depends, I suppose. When other people wake up and there's like not this, I don't like to cook for just one person, and that seems to be kind of my lot in life. My spouse works opposite shift as me, but I think today there might be some breakfast, and usually when that happens, it's eggs and sometimes bacon, and it's kind of a bigger deal, I think. I mean, it's not like this, a lot of fanfare. It's just there's cooking. So in my mind, it feels like a bigger deal. So, yeah, we'll probably have
I hear some sort of a man in your mind. Is it somebody sitting on your shoulder? Or?
What?
Right.
Somebody talking.
In my mind?
What are you talking about, John? You must have a man on your shoulder.
I can hear somebody else talking in the background.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm like locked up in my office with nobody. The radio's not even with me.
Yeah, we're going to move on from that unless you have any professional advice for John on that front.
Well, have you hit your head recently?
No, I have not hit my head recently. But let's talk about the new addition to your family.
We have a new addition. Well, actually, we have a couple of... Well, we have a new addition and we have guests. How about that? We have Marge. Marge is a... Basset Hound. We adopted her on Thanksgiving. We went and picked her up.
Oh, I didn't know. Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you. She is the, she is just the sweetest thing. We just love her to pieces. She's all kinds of droopy and saggy and slobbery and snuggly. And,
yeah. She does sag a little bit, but she's so sweet.
Yeah, she's a sweet girl. We just love her.
And you know, Killer, I'd like to just thank you for doing that, because that's a dog that possibly could have remained in that shelter or whatever for the rest of its life.
Probably. Well, she was kind of the history of her is she was a dog that they bred her repeatedly, and so that's kind of the part that sags is her whole midsection. And then when she couldn't take a meal anymore, they were kind of done with her, which, you know, as a mental health professional, I'm always like kind of trying to figure out, you know, I specialize in trauma. So of course I'm like, well, this poor dog, she's been trafficked and she's got trauma. We're going to have to take care of her and she's got anxiety. And I don't know if that was true when she got here, but she's, I think we give her anxiety because I create it because I need it a hobby, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, but yeah, thank you for adopting Marge.
And you've got visitors? What's that about?
Well, my daughter is up here from the cities, kind of hanging out, and, you know, she's not able to work down there right now, so trying to save some cash and come home. So she came home and brought her cat with, and so currently we have two dogs and two cats, and they're all, you know, just trying to figure each other out, and poor Bailey, who is our other dog, is like, man, could y'all just figure it out? I'm over here taking a nap. Let me know when it's over, would you?
And the carcass and some birds. You forgot about
and
that.
And the carcass and some birds, right? There's humans here too, you know. Although we are being really mindful of, like, quarantining and staying, you know, stay home, wear a mask when you leave, and all of that, so...
Well, poor Bailey is, this is supposed to be Christmas, time to be festive and stuff, but Bailey's not in the mood for festivities. She's just in the mood for the couch, I would believe.
She's in the mood for the couch, yeah. She's getting to be a little older, so she just likes to snuggle and hang out on the couch, and so the task now is to make sure that she still feels loved, even though we've got all these new creatures here.
So, you know, as
don't give her any mental health issues.
As we were talking about, you know, asking people to join us this morning, like you so nicely did, we were saying, you know, we wanted to talk about trying to do things differently or do your plan. It's different this year.
It's, you know, it's totally different this year. And I will say, so my daughter lives down in Minneapolis, and you know, typically Thanksgiving is a holiday that we all have off at the same time. Everybody in my family's got work schedules, but Thanksgiving seems to be the one that works for everybody. So it was really a bummer when, you know, we decided to not have her come home for Thanksgiving, and although she's obviously here now, but just having to kind of figure out how to do that. Well, I called my sister, who usually does Thanksgiving for her whole family down there, and she's still going to make the meal, but she was going to make her kids come and pick it up and then take it home and eat it. And so I got my daughter onto that food train kind of a deal there, which, like, the thought of it just made me weep at the idea of other people kind of stepping in to, you know, take care of my daughter, because that's a hard thing for me. We don't have a Christmas tree up this year because we have all these creatures here, but I was listening to Julie talk earlier about the mail carriers and cookies and things like that, and I was like, that's a great idea. I would love to do that. I would love to figure out, like, who are these people in my world that, you know, maybe I'm not really appreciating where their lives are at, and I would imagine mail carriers are super stressed these days. I know I certainly am keeping busy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's a really great conversation. I know that food shelves are, you know, really looking for donations just because of the level of need this year. And so trying to kind of think about how I can be supportive to my community. And also, you know, this is the season of giving and family, and so how do you do that in a way that's safe and getting those kind of connection needs met, you know, it's kind of a hard deal. Yeah. But yeah. We also have this kind of a thing that we like to do where we make these like ice globe thingies and deliver them to people. Usually it's local for Christmas, but we were talking about that too. And just, you know, it doesn't have to be like things that you spend a ton of money on. It's just kind of letting people know that you know that they're there and that you're thinking about them and appreciate them and care about them.
Yeah, Heidi got a dirty joke in the email.
It wasn't dirty. It was just about boogers. That's not dirty.
Well, I appreciated that one.
Yeah,
growing vegetables, but they'll eat boogers, right? Maybe you need to tell the kids that they're eating boogers.
Right.
Instead of eat your broccoli, eat your boogers.
Well, and the nice thing was it was someone I don't usually interact with. You know, I'm Facebook friends with, but, you know, I thought, oh, he got hacked, you know, when I saw it pop up.
But, right.
But no, it was just a nice, fun little thing. So why'd you wake up and turn on KEXE, KBXE? Why are you a longtime member?
Well, you know, that's a really good question because I have typically listened to KAXE like in the car or in, you know, at work in the morning or whatever. But we recently bought a radio, and it makes me sound like it makes me laugh. I think about like why was that a big deal? Because we haven't had a radio in our house like forever.
Yeah.
So we like to leave the radio on when we go to bed at night, so Marge has company because she's a little nervous. And so whenever I wake up in the morning, like, it's already on. And we were just talking the other day about how nice it is to have a radio on all the time and to be, I mean, it truly is about connecting your community, right? And that's the thing that I've always appreciated about KXE, and that's why we're members. So, you know, I just like hearing my people on the radio, and sometimes it's like I have a hard time not shooting a text and being like, hey, this is what I'm thinking, or answering green cheese questions, you know, via text message.
Oh, that's right. You guys were listening on last Saturday, and was getting texts.
Yeah, because you guys were killing it, you and Mr. Cobb.
Well, I don't know about that, but we had a good time. You know, when you don't get to go out much, since we're such the going out kind of couple,
right.
It's kind of date night for us when we get to host green cheese. So it's a lot of fun, and we get to connect with our friends, even if we don't know exactly who's listening. That's the thing of radio. I don't know if people realize how much I appreciate that people are listening to what's going on and to what we're trying to do here as community broadcasters. So thank you for listening and for supporting it. And I'm not sure if you're aware, but there is a parting gift for calling in.
Well, yes, there's a parting gift, but I'd like to make a comment first.
Sure.
Laura, I think that maybe you are getting a little bit older now that you are watching birds and buying transistor radios. Homestead.
It's true.
Homestead
it's not a
Mills
transistor
is
a radio, and it's not a ham radio.
Okay.
I know. Homestead Mills is our sponsor.
Although you're giving me ideas, right? In my in my advanced age, maybe these are new hobbies for me.
Sure.
Advanced age. I like that. Homestead Mills is our sponsor. You get country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes delivered right to your door.
How about this? Could you like pick one of those and can you donate it to the food shelf? Is that a possibility?
We will do that on your behalf.
That would be great.
Okay. Thank you. Good to talk to you. Someday soon, let's Zoom, let's do something, because we can't wait till the end of the pandemic to connect again.
Oh, my God. No kidding. You guys take care of yourselves and stay safe.
My love to Bailey and Marge. Make sure you say hi.
All right, I will.
Okay. Bye-bye. Strutting back in style. Yes, we'll be